Jazakumullah khairah to Brother Harun Rashid and HMC for giving us the presentation of what they're all about and their costings. Before we continue, just a few apologies. Maulana Adam Saab has sent an apology. Also, Maulana Bilal Saab and Maulana Salim Dhorad Saab have sent apologies. They could not make it, unfortunately, but they have sent their duas for this program. One of the things which Brother Harun Rashid has mentioned is HMC needs your support, especially financially and through duas. But again, as was mentioned in many of the presentations, our duas will not be accepted unless we eat proper halal food. So we need to start paying for that as well. So what we're going to do now is we're going to set up a HMC panel. Maulana Muhammad Shafi is there, the director, Sheikh Muhammad bin Khalifa, and we will take the questions. I've received the questions. Most of them, alhamdulillah, have been covered in the presentation, but we will quickly go through them. We've only got about 10 minutes, 15 minutes to go through the questions. We'll only take, there's about 40 questions. Out of the 40 questions, I've prioritized the ones which are to do with HMC. The other ones, maybe they might be answered on the website, or they will be emailed to you, or you can contact Mufti Muhammad ibn Adam, who is a local Mufti here, or Sheikh Shahid Raza Saab, or any of the ulama in your local area. The first question is, how many halal slaughterhouses are in England, how many are seen by HMC, and how many are or have been approved by HMC? Sister's microphone is there, that's right. Oh, that's the question.
As I mentioned, that there is a difference between halal, I mean in brackets, spun or machine slaughter, and also non-spun proper manual slaughter, licensed slaughterhouses. So in that case of non-spun manual slaughterhouses, so you may find maybe two, three small slaughterhouses and almost two medium slaughterhouses who do, and one other slaughterhouse who do both spun and non-spun. That's for the chickens. And for the red meat, I mean lambs and sheep, there is in the UK, maybe you can say full non-spun, there is about two, maybe a third one. And there are also some slaughterhouses who do both spun and non-spun. They do some part production non-spun. We have our monitor inspector on site to monitor that the spanner is off. So there are only few slaughterhouses in the UK who do, fully non-spun production.
Let me just ask the next question. The next question is, what is done to propagate HMC and bring awareness among Muslims in the UK? I think this was presented in the presentation by the brother, and he mentioned that they are going around the country doing presentations which are costly. This is also one of the presentations which they are doing. The next question, what is the difference between a HMC certificate in a butcher shop and another halal certificate displayed in a butcher shop?
I can answer this question by saying that if you see a certificate on the shop, it means that the shop is monitored. It's under our monitoring scheme. That it means that our inspector is going randomly checking these butcher, checking the fridges, checking the storages. And it means that everything listed below on the certificate, like actually we are doing fresh lamb, sheep, and also chickens, that are monitored by HMC. And because actually we are not dealing with seven foods and canned food actually.
I think just to add on that, I think there's different criteria between different halal certificates. And you've heard today the HMC certificate, what is the criteria of them certifying a halal food, halal butchers and giving them a certificate, and maybe you need to ask the other certifiers of what their criteria is when they give a shop a certificate. Does HMC work with the other various halal organizations in the UK, and why do HMC butchers charge extra for their products compared to other halal butchers? I think the second point has already been covered in the cost analysis which is given by Brother Harun Rashid. The first question, does HMC work with the other various halal organizations in the UK?
Other organization, if they are on the same, they have the same standards as HMC, so we may work with them, along with them, and helping each other. But if, for example, if they do, they don't have the same criteria as HMC have, so actually, obviously, it means that we are only doing our monitoring and our checking and according to our standards, which is different than our organization standards.
The next question, why is there no take-up of halal HMC certificates among the takeaways at Leicester? In a quicker way, in only failing the last 2 years, what is HMC doing about this?
Actually, we are trying to bring the awareness to among the butchers and the takeaways. But for takeaways, there are other products which needs to be certified, like some chicken classic burgers, some nuggets, some other and some wings. Because some of the takeaways, they are, for example, we give them a list of the suppliers, but for them, they need suppliers who can provide them like other products which are not available as HMC approved products. That's why we are coming one by one, but inshallah we'll try to bring other processors and manufacturers to manufacture those kind of products for them.
When you certify takeaways and restaurants, do you just certify the chicken and meat or all the ingredients, sauces, buns, etc.?
Obviously the restaurant and takeaways are certified, but it means that everything in the restaurant and takeaways, we have looked into it. Even the buns, even the sauces, mayonnaise, even the oil for the french fries, everything we have looked into it, alhamdulillah, and everything in the takeaways and in the restaurant are monitored by HMC.
I think most of the next question has been covered in the presentation. It says, why have not many fast food outlets not joined HMC? I think that was just answered. Do you approach them or do they approach for a certificate? What happens if a shop is caught? Is there a fine, etc.? How many inspectors have HMC got? I think all this has been answered in the presentation. The next one, I have heard from the owner of a takeaway shop that he sells halal chicken but does not have the HMC certificate because he has to pay £50 every month, which is less than £2 a day. For anyone who needs their sons. For displaying this certificate, he said that this was too expensive for him. Is this true? I don't know whether he's asking whether the £50 is true or whether it's too expensive. Is that true?
Sure. I don't know. If takeaway our restaurant is, alhamdulillah, doing well, and I don't know if £50 is something, he can't afford it. Because actually our inspectors, especially the takeaways, they are still open till 11, 12 o'clock night, and sometimes our secretary has to go to him to check inside and in the storages and many times a day, at night also as well. So to cover the cost of inspection, we are not charging butcher at the moment, as you have mentioned to you. So obviously there is some need of a finance to cover this kind of inspection for the takeaways and restaurants.
Again, another question, do you work in conjunction with Halal Food Authority and Halal Food Board? I think this was answered. It depends on the standard of the different organizations who are certifying. If they hold the same standards as HMC, the strict standards which guarantee authentic halal food, then they will be joining with them and talking with them. And if they have a standard which is below the standard of HMC, they will try and bring their standard up to HMC and they will talk to them on that level. So they will not work with them in certifying. Assalamu alaikum, how can you know for certain that the sheep and chicken which are slaughtered in slaughterhouses are truly halal and tayyib, and how reliable are the claims of the halal meat shops that their meat is halal? Jazakallah. Again, I think this question was answered in the presentation. Halal meat shops, if their meat is halal, HMC cannot say whether a meat shop is giving you genuine halal meat. If they have a HMC certificate, that means HMC has certified that their meat is genuinely halal, and they have inspectors throughout the whole process from beginning to end. What is the reason behind the initial part being before the chicken meat being slaughtered? Why do you not inspect at the point of purchase of animals, as some animals may have been fed on haram sources?
But actually we get insurance from DIFRA, we give us insurance that there is no animal, I mean, the food for animals are not from are all vegetarian, I mean. And that's also the duty of the meat hygiene services to make sure that animal, before going through the slaughtering process, is fit and healthy for human consumption.
Dad, do you want to add on that? There's a... What? Do you want to say? No? Okay. Surely the concept of halal extends to all intake food, other ready-made products such as confectionery, as well as other meats such as lamb and beef. So why is HMC only concentrated on chicken? Also takeaways and restaurants. Are all products halal? I think that one's been answered. And HMC does certify lamb and beef, not only chickens, but lamb and beef also. And
processed products.
And some processed products. Confectionery?
As you know, our earlier stages we are going through, and what we wanted to go first of all through the fresh lamb, chicken, and sheep, beef. And inshallah, that's our intention to go also to frozen foods and canned foods. But we have just stopped doing some monitoring, some checking, and certification on frozen burgers and frozen nuggets and frozen processed food. Alhamdulillah, it's a good step. We'll look into it, inshallah, ta'ala, but it takes a lot of time and a lot of money and it needs a lot of help from you guys.
Well, Shafi. Next question is, does a non-Muslim serving HMC products render it haram when it is slaughtered and approved by HMC? So the food has been approved by HMC, but is being served by a non-Muslim.
As long as the food, I mean, the is sealed, packed, so either it is non-Muslim or anyone who handle it and to distribute it, it will still remain halal, it will still remain HMC approved, because it is sealed and...
A few more questions before we go for Asr Salah in the sports hall. At the moment HMC only operates in London and Leicester. What should Muslims do in other cities? Should they abandon consuming meat, or is it enough for them to ask and trust the local Muslim butcher who says that the chicken and meat is halal, with suspecting him not be haram itself? I think Mufti, you want to answer? There's quite a few questions about this, that if a person, a Muslim, walks into a chicken shop or a butcher shop and he says that it's halal, do you trust him or do you investigate or...
Come forward,
There's about 3-4 questions on this subject, really, really important for people to understand.
Assalamu alaikum. It's okay. Quite enough to be short. You see, the responsibility for every Muslim is that he has to ensure that the meat is halal. Now, if you go into a shop, whenever a Muslim says that this is halal, normally and generally the ruling is that you take his word and you just eat the, take the meat and consider it to be halal. This is in normal, general situations. But if there is some other external reason because of which you have to doubt him, and there are many reasons, we've heard, you know, that there's chicken with the pork protein on it, and all the other reasons why we may doubt the person or the butcher in his statement that it is halal, then we have to investigate and we have to do whatever we can. Now, what is the responsibility for a Muslim? If we did not have something like HMC, then if I was to enter a shop, I would have to ask him that, where does your meat come from? Which slaughterhouse supplies you? I would have to go take my car, put in my own fuel and go to the slaughterhouse and see for myself and do random inspections at the slaughterhouse once a week, twice a week, 3 times a week to ensure that the process of slaughter is completely halal. If I've done that and then I am sure that that meat which is at the slaughterhouse is the meat coming to this butcher, then it will be halal for me, and then if it's haram, then I won't be responsible or accountable. But if you don't do that, then just if a Muslim says that this is halal and we cannot take a Muslim's word in a situation where there are many reasons for us to doubt. If it's a situation where there are no reasons to doubt, like for example, if you go to a Muslim country, excluding Saudi Arabia, unfortunately, but if you go to a Muslim country, like you go to Syria or you go to Yemen or some other places where the chicken, everything is slaughtered there and everybody says that the smear and everything is okay, then you can just ask the person and just buy the meat, no problem. But here we've got external reasons why we have to doubt. So therefore, you know, we can't take the butcher's statement.
Another question is, similarly related, angel aims and objectives for halal foods and how to control outside influences who are still selling doubtful chickens and meat, which are by the stunning method, which is that this issue about halal haram has been going on for the past 30 years. How would we get over the prejudices? I think this one has been covered in the aims and objectives of HMC. I think we need to support organizations such as the HMC. It is a non-profit organization. It is an organization which is trying to help the Ummah and serve the Ummah. And unless we support it, we will not be able to create or solve the problem of halal and haram. Are there any HMC-approved organic chicken providers?
Is there any organic chicken providers? Which we...
Not yet. Yeah. There are no HMC-approved organic chicken providers as yet. Inshallah, in the future. Again, the same questions, these three questions are to do with, is there a halal sign on the shop? If it's haram, then what do we do? I think Mufti Sahib just answered that question. Why do you not name and shame outlets who have flouted the rule of selling non-HMC products and betraying the Muslim Ummah who have put trust in them? We should have the right to know who these people or companies are. I think, as was mentioned within the HMC presentation, what are the rules? What do they do if they find out that somebody has flouted the rules? And also, what you need to look out for is the certificate in the shop. If anybody has flouted the rules, the certificate is removed straight away. So anybody who enters any shop needs to look for the certificate, or up-to-date news is also available on the HMC website. What part of the country is HMC active? Is HMC going to adopt a name and shame policy? I think we've mentioned about the name and shame policy. Parts of the country?
You know.
London and...
London.
Leicester and...
Yeah, alhamdulillah, London have started already, I think, a few months ago. And also, alhamdulillah, Rabs Hold have formed a subcommittee over there. So, currently, brothers are also interested to do so. And Birmingham, also, we approached them. And we have done a HMC presentation to both an ulama last week, I think. So, inshallah, there is big progress in terms of make dua, inshallah.
HMC, just to mention on the mic, if people weren't able to hear, started in Leicester, alhamdulillah. These are the people who will get the most reward because it started in Leicester. It's It started also in East London. Bolton has approached HMC to try and start up something in Bolton. Bradford have approached, Birmingham have approached, and Coventry have approached as well. So we're trying to expand as much as possible, but again, as you heard about the financial situation, we need as much help as possible. I think it's time for Salah. We will have to close. There are other questions. Unfortunately, there is no time. Just one more question is, Bismillah recited for every chicken. That is one of the standards for HMC. And if it is forgotten for the chicken in circulation, if it is stamped, is it still halal? If Bismillah is forgotten, I think if it's forgotten by accident, it is still halal according to the fuqaha. Jazakallah khair. I'll just end with this one question from somebody, and I don't know who it is, but it's a question which might startle those of you who are at this presentation. It says, why talk about halal food? That's the question. And it says, should we not talk about first and foremost taqwa, sunnah, salah, zina, drugs, and cheaters of interest? And I think if you were here for the whole presentation, the whole basis of our faith and the whole basis of our actions, why do we miss salah, why do we commit zina, and why do we not have taqwa, it is because we do not eat halal food. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us.